It's 11 minutes past 8. Fifi Fev and Nick with you here at the Fox. Very soon, Premier Daniel Andrews is going to be joining the show just after 8.30 this morning. But Fev?
All right now, Boxy, Nick and I have got a little surprise for you. We have been trying so hard to get this wonderful guest on our show.
Oh dear.
She got us through a lot last year. We talked about her an awful lot on our show. And she's also competed in Dancing with the Stars. And she's on the show to give you some tips, because this is your second time, the wonderful Carol Baskin!
Carol Baskin? Wow!
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Hi, Carol!
Hello. Your second time, is that true?
It is. Yes. So, Carol, I competed in Dancing with the Stars 14 years ago, and we're doing an all-star version where we're coming back to do it. But you're right. You just did it.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done. And I was going to give you some advice to just buy all the dancing tape you can possibly find and wrap your feet now.
I've got blisters all over my skin. I've got raw skin around my feet, Carol. It's horrible, isn't it? When you go from no dancing, were you a dancer? Did you ever do dancing as a kid?
No, this was the first time I'd ever danced.
Wow. And how did you go?
I was so bad at it.
No, you were good. I watched a little bit of it online. You were great.
The costumes were
great. The costumes were good.
How did you go, Carol? Where did you place in the end?
I was out by the third episode.
Okay, no, that's better than
the
first.
Let's go first.
Wow, Carol, this is such a surprise. The boys have surprised me. Now, we did, as Fev said, we were obsessed last year with obviously
the
Tiger King documentary. I hope you don't mind me bringing that up, but it just took Australia by storm and fascinating. I mean, how has that changed your life? Like, do people talk to you about that every day? Are you able to get away from it?
64 million households, Boxy.
Wow.
Watched.
It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And, you know, I'm really thankful that it came during COVID-19 because I couldn't go anywhere anyway. So the few times, you know, like going back and forth to my home and work on my bike, I get mobbed every time I try to do that. But if I had to have like a real life during that year, that would have been really difficult, I think.
Yes.
There we go. Some positives from coronavirus. What dance did you enjoy the most? What did you find easiest and what did you find most difficult?
The Viennese waltz was really me because my grandmother had taught me to walk with books on my head and I loved, you know, that smooth sailing around. I was horrible at the Paso Doble and the Samba, which were very bouncy and marchy kind of things. Mm. But I really loved the Viennese waltz. How about you? Which one did you love?
Well, I really loved the salsa. And I really dislike the cha-cha. And Carol, they've got me dancing the cha-cha first up. So I think they knew the degree of difficulty and they upped it. So did you, because the cha-cha, I was a bit of a clip-clopper and they like that feet, you know, never lift your feet off the floor. But I instinctively.
You've got to glide on air.
I'm a trotter. How'd you go with the cha-cha?
I didn't do the cha-cha.
Oh, there you go. Oh. There you go. You were lucky.
Dodged it.
My favourite box is Argentinian tango.
That was
a great
good.
Dance. Now, Carol, I'm going to go here, and I hope you don't mind. Now, Joe Exotic, have you spoke to him at all? Has he spoke to you since he's been in the clink?
You know, people would be surprised to know that I never spoke to Joe before.
Yeah.
Wow. Ever. So, no, we haven't spoken.
Carol, if there was another show, another reality show you could go on, what would you pick and why?
You know, I don't watch reality shows, so I don't know, but we're this close to signing a deal to do our own reality show about the work that we do here at the sanctuary, as far as like how we expose the people that are abusing animals and then bring in law enforcement and then get the animals into decent sanctuaries. So that's the reality show I plan to be in. But as far as like any that are currently in play, I never watched them, so I wouldn't know the names of them.
Okay.
I had never heard of Stars before I was on that.
Wow. I mean, Carol, so much has happened to you in a 12-month period from, you know, in terms of Australia, there's a lot of obscurity. Like, we didn't know your story. And now, and because I'm ill prepared for this, I didn't know we were talking to you. I'm sure there are, at the moment, movies being made about you. And I remember rumours coming up of who might play you. Now, someone may have been cast already, but who would you like to play you if a movie was made of your life?
I were going to choose somebody, I would say Meryl Streep is probably more my age and my personality.
Yeah, I could see that.
Just
actually
go to the top. Why not? Know. Just yes. Straight to the top.
Multiple Oscar winner,
yeah,
I believe.
Just Meryl.
Good call.
Just quickly, any misconceptions? Just while we've got this moment, and Australians can hear from you, what was the biggest misconception from that documentary series that you would love to set the record straight on?
Well, it took them 7 hours to weave the lies that they told, so it would take me way longer to unravel it.
Good answer.
Press that online at bigcatrescue.org/Netflix, and we go through the whole series minute by minute. Here's what you were seeing, and here's what was the truth behind the scenes.
Carol,
so figure that out from there.
Netflix went to you for a season 2 of The Tiger King, and you rejected that. Well, why was that?
I had worked with them for 5 years because they said they were working on the equivalent of Blackfish for big cats. Did you guys see Blackfish there?
No.
No.
Is that the SeaWorld one?
About orcas and SeaWorld, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was going to expose how these big cats are mistreated in captivity and how it's causing their extinction in the wild. That was what we were sold on for 5 years. And so when Tiger King was being teased before it came out on Netflix, we actually contacted the producers and we were like, who's working on that film? Because you said Joe Exotic was about 5 minutes of your show. Oh. And all of a sudden they didn't want to talk to us anymore. And so we sat through the entire thing like everybody else did and were just horrified at what they had done. And so when they came back to me and said, you know, we'd like to clear the air, I said, lose my number.
Gosh, let's see what they do to Harry and Meghan if they did that to you. Thank you so much for your time, Carol Baskin, and the tips for Dancing with the Stars. You did provide us with a lot of entertainment last year, so thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers,
bye.
Carol.